tell us why you're here.
I'm here to talk about Brody's Buddy Ride. This is the third annual event. It was started in 2009 in my son's name, just to raise awareness for Down syndrome. He was born on October 2nd, 2008 with Down syndrome, and it was quite shocking to us when the doctors told us he had Down syndrome. So we started this event just to raise awareness and educate the community on Down syndrome and what people with Down syndrome are all about, and to hopefully ease the fears of new parents given the diagnosis.
So describe the day. That must have been a very emotional day when you first found out. I mean, no parent wants to hear news like that. What happened? What was the first thought that went through your mind?
The first thought that went through my mind was that this was not happening to us. That this was not the baby that I thought we were going to have. What was our life going to be like? You know, he was going to be pretty much live with us forever. He was going to be, you know, act like a child for the rest of his life. And we were going to be taking care of him, or he was going to be put in a home or an institution. It was extremely, extremely, overwhelming and sad, disappointing. He was, born with, a heart defect. He had a hole in his heart. He had some other respiratory problems and was sent right to Syracuse. So on top of the diagnosis, he was sick on top of that. It was very, like I said, overwhelming. And, it was just a sad day for us. And unfortunately, it shouldn't have been that way,
right?
Because it doesn't have to be that way. Had we known what Down syndrome was all about and what people today are capable of, given early intervention and inclusion, and we feel blessed and lucky and honored to be his parents now.
So how's Brody doing today? I see the posters in the elevators, and every day I get in there, it brings a smile. That's a sharp tux he's got on.
Yes, he is. He's a little ham.
Yeah, I can tell. I know people that that know Brody, know your family, and they say the same thing. The kid's full of it.
He really is. He is. He makes us happy every single day. But he really is amazing. He tries so hard. He has more determination than anyone I have ever met in my life, and he's not even 3 years old yet. He has overcome obstacles that, you know, they told us, you know, he may not walk until he's 3 or 4 or even 5. He's not going to talk. He's, you know, it's going to take him years to do things that other kids his age, you know, you just take for granted.
Right.
And he's really just an inspiration to everyone he meets. It's amazing. He really is just, he's great.
I bet you he's a hit with the ladies with that.
I can tell.
I have a pretty good eye for when I see little guys that like to flirt with the ladies. I can tell Brody's up there.
He is a big flirt. He is a big flirt. Anyone who knows him will tell you that. That's for sure.
I'm glad I nailed that one. So what is the number one thing that you think people should be aware of about the Down syndrome disease?
It's actually, just to correct you, because that's what I'm here for.
I know I just misspoke.
It's okay. Down syndrome is not a disease. It's a chromosomal genetic deformity. And what do I want people to know about it? I want people to realize that don't give up on your kids just because you get the diagnosis that they have Down syndrome, because they are going to do everything that any other child does. This might take them a little bit longer. They're going to walk. They're going to talk. They're going to crawl. They're going to go to school. They're going to know their, I mean, he's not even 3. He knows all his colors. He knows his shapes. Yeah. He's learning how to count. He knows his ABCs. They're going to do everything. We have the highest of expectations for him. You know, he's going to go to school. He's going to go to college. We are hopeful that he'll get married someday. There's no limits. And that's what we want people to know.
Yeah, it seems like autism, Down syndrome, has really become in the forefront of people's minds these days, and educating the public. Because, you know, I mean, 10, 20 years ago, even not that long ago, it was people didn't know about
it. Absolutely not. And that is That's why my family, my husband and I, even our extended family, we had such a difficult time accepting his diagnosis, because we only knew what we knew
right.
from the past, you know, from our generation and growing up and seeing these kids, you know, segregated or not yeah. even in school and not working, not out in the community, not holding jobs. It's not like that anymore today. It doesn't have to be that way. There's nothing to be scared of as long as you have a little bit of faith in your kids.
All right. Talk about the event. It's a pretty big deal.
It is a pretty big deal.
And it's only the third year. And it seems like I was looking up some information. I was like, wow, it's only the third year. It seems like, you know, we've been hearing Brody's Buddy Ride forever now.
Well, thank you. We work really hard to try to get the word out there and to just try to raise awareness so that, again, when a parent is given the diagnosis, they can say, wait a minute, let me go to this website and check it out and see what resources are there, see what Brody's doing, see what his friends that have Down syndrome are doing. Yeah. But yeah, we started it in August of 2009. It's really a family event. My husband is into cycling, so he wanted to have you know, the cycling aspect of it. It's a 63-mile bike ride. The 63 comes, it's the 21st chromosome, of which there's three copies of. So the 21 times 3 is where the 63 miles comes from.
I see.
It starts at 7:30 in the morning, ends about, the riders come in between 12:30 and 1. It starts at the high school in Clinton, ends at the volunteer fire department, in Franklin, on Franklin Ave in Clinton. Once the riders come in, there's a big, huge family festival, that anyone is, it's open to the public. It's not just for riders. It's open to the public. Come and enjoy yourselves. There's tons of food catered by Danielle's banquet specialists and by Rio Grande Tex-Mex.
Those are two of my favorite spots,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, great food. We have beverages. Your ticket to get in, we have pre-sale tickets for $15, which you can get at Civicki's Farm Market in Clinton or El Terry's Restaurant in Clinton. Kids 12 and under are free. If you choose to purchase your ticket at the door, it's $20. But like I said, that includes as much food and beverages as you want. There's raffles when we get there. We raffle off bikes. We raffle off TVs, golf clubs, jewelry from Lennon's Jewelers. And then it's just a big carnival for kids. There's tons of carnival games, and the kids win prizes. There's bounce houses. There's even bounce houses for adults.
Thank
We're going to have...
Thank you for bounce houses for adults.
Yes, yes. We're going to have the jousting.
Yeah.
People can
nice.
Kick each other's butts, get some aggression out. And if it's a really hot day, you might want to take a dip in the dunk tank.
Nice. No, I'm sure people will be lining up for the dunk tank.
Yeah.
Now, how much money have you guys raised over the years?
Over the past 2 years, we've raised over $40,000.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And where does that money go? I mean, that's a lot of money.
The first year we've donated, about $13,000 to $15,000 to the National Down Syndrome Society because as of right now, we work under their umbrella. So we donate some money to them. The majority of the money does stay local.
That's great.
We've donated money to our local Mohawk Valley Down Syndrome Support Group. We've donated money to the ARC. We're in the process of developing the Brody Civicki Foundation, which is going to give out scholarships to local schools, to either kids who have Down syndrome who are going on to college or school after high school, or to students who are interested in special ed or some sort of therapy.
Right.
We've also donated a lot of money to local families. When Brody was born and when he also had his heart surgery, luckily, we were not, didn't have to be as stressed out with money, but it was expensive.
Oh, yeah,
just
absolutely.
To stay in the hotel and to eat while we were there is a couple $1,000s.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are families who can't afford that.
Yeah.
They have to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to help them out, give them some money towards gas, tolls, hotel, food, whatever they choose to use it for. So we've helped out maybe between 5 and 10 families, wow. With that also.
That's great. And, it sounds like it's going to be quite the event. How many bicyclists, I guess they like to be called?
Yes.
Are you expecting?
We are expecting probably around 100. We think we had
100 to do 63 miles.
Yes.
God bless them.
Yes, they are very dedicated. Last year there was about 90. We already have about 10 new riders that have already registered this year. So if we get everybody who's been there for the past couple years plus a few more, this year there's a new route this year. They're going to Sylvan Beach and back.
Oh, nice.
They do take a couple rest stops every 20 miles, but it is for, you know, I couldn't get out there and ride 63 miles. It's not just for the average Joe. This is, you know, for people who enjoy riding.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the event afterwards for, people who want to be involved, who want to come and have a good time, who are not going to just hop on a bike and,
Oh, I can imagine, you know, the sight with all the the cyclists coming through and cheering. It seems like it's going to be pretty special.
We actually have Brody, come in with my husband. He rides in on the little cart in back of him, from the Village Green in Clinton. Which is quite a sight. And last year we had an official Brody's buddy. Last year it was little Michael Delia.
Nice.
He will be a year this fall. And this year we have 5-year-old Mark Radel.
Excellent.
He's going to be joining Brody and all the riders as they cross the finish line.
Well, I'll tell you, it seems like, you know, everybody that you talk to attends it, just say it's a great event. Even if you're not a cyclist, it's great to get out there.
Yes.
And it's Saturday, August 20th.
Yep.
And I know it's going to be perfect weather out there.
Thank you.
I've already looked ahead. The ride begins at 7:30, and the festival begins at 1.
Yes.
Right up in Clinton.
Yes, right in Clinton.
And for more information, where can they go to get tickets and all that good stuff?
You can find all the information you need on brodysbuddyride.org. You can check out why Brody's Buddy Ride was established. You can register to ride. You can donate. You can inquire as to how to volunteer. And you can find lots of information on Down syndrome and what you can do to educate yourself and not feel so alone.